Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, November 23rd, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: vaccine trade returns, interim results from Astra-Oxford jab, and vaccine access and distribution. Leading today's news: the tug of war between cyclicals and tech stocks will likely continue for the next few weeks as traders weigh growing vaccine optimism against rising coronavirus cases and lockdown measures. The last few Mondays have seen outsized gains given strong vaccine results from Pfizer and Moderna, while AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford became the latest to report an interim analysis of their clinical trials overnight. Cyclicals will likely start today's session with a leg up, given the news as Dow futures rose 0.7% versus the 0.4% advance of the Nasdaq. Predictions are also growing that the Fed will unveil more monetary action when it meets in December after the central bank said it will comply with a Treasury request to return unused funds meant to backstop 5 emergency lending programs. In other news, in interim results from the Astra-Oxford jab, one regimen given to some 2,700 people showed an effectiveness of 90% when trial participants received a half dose, followed by a full dose at least 1 month apart. The other dosing regimen, given to nearly 9,000 people, showed 62% efficacy when given as 2 full doses at least 1 month apart. The combined analysis from both dosing regimens found average vaccine effectiveness of 70%. Despite a lower average efficacy rate than its rivals, the British shot has some distribution advantages. While vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna have to be stored frozen, the Astra-Oxford shot can be kept at refrigerator temperature and comes at a potentially lower cost. At this weekend's summit in Riyadh, G20 leaders pledged to ensure fair distribution of COVID-19 vaccines, drugs, and tests around the world so that poorer countries were not left out of a post-coronavirus recovery. "We will spare no effort to ensure their affordable and equitable access for all people," read the communique. "We recognize the role of extensive immunization as a global public good." One of the questions still out there is what role America will play in the process. So far, the U.S. hasn't joined COVAX, which is the WHO's flagship vaccine distribution plan. On the 11th or the 12th of December, hopefully the first people will be immunized across the U.S., across all states, in all the areas where the state departments of health will have told us where to deliver the vaccines, Monsef Slaoui, head of the government's Operation Warp Speed, told CNN's State of the Union. Current plans forecast another milestone around May, a 70% immunization rate across the U.S., which would allow for true herd immunity to take place. Pfizer and BioNTech have already requested emergency use authorization for their product, while Moderna will finish its application by the end of the month. Even if, or when approved, there is uncertainty over whether the general public will trust the jab enough to take it. According to a Pew Research Center report in September, only about half of U.S. adults say they would get a COVID-19 vaccine. A COVID-19 antibody cocktail from Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, including casirivimab and imdevimab, has received emergency use authorization from the FDA to treat patients who are not hospitalized but are at high risk of developing the disease. The cocktail was one of 3 pharmaceutical treatments given to President Trump for treatment of COVID-19 in October. It's the 2nd antibody drug cleared this month for emergency authorization to use in a similar set of COVID-19 patients after Eli Lilly's balnevirimab previously had won approval. Previous drugs cleared for COVID-19 use, such as Gilead's remdesivir, were only authorized for hospitalized patients. Regeneron is up 4.9% pre-market. We see some vulnerability in equity markets in the near term from balanced mutual funds, a $7 trillion universe having to sell around $160 billion of equities globally to revert to their target of 60-40 allocation either by the end of November or by the end of December at the latest, according to JP Morgan Chase. If the stock market rallies into December, there could be an additional $150 billion of equity selling into the end of the month by pension funds that tend to rebalance on a quarterly basis, added strategists led by Nikolaos Panagiotsoglou. For the retail investor, is the 60-40 portfolio still the way to go? Recent contributors on Seeking Alpha have suggested otherwise based on pricing and real returns. Guitar Center, owned by private equity firm Ares Management, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy as the coronavirus pandemic moves shopping online and weighed on purchases of new music gear. The company, which has nearly 300 stores across the U.S., as well as subsidiaries including music and arts, has negotiated to have $375 million in debtor-in-possession financing from its existing lenders and intends to raise $335 million in new senior secured notes. Guitar Center will continue to stay in business during the bankruptcy process, but it could miss another major shopping period due to weaker consumer spending this holiday season. Economic activity across the Eurozone plunged in November after members of the bloc introduced new lockdowns and social restrictions to contain the spread of coronavirus. The flash Eurozone PMI Composite Output Index, which tracks both manufacturing and services sectors, came in at 45.1, marking the lowest reading in 6 months. Meanwhile, the ECB said it will continue in its pandemic emergency purchase program as long as COVID-19 persists and continues to disrupt regular economic activity. Things aren't looking brighter. Germany is looking to extend its current lockdown into December as the number of coronavirus infections remains high across the country. The Trump administration is close to issuing a list of 89 Chinese aerospace and other companies that would be unable to access U.S. technology exports due to their military ties, according to Reuters. This would restrict companies like Commercial Aircraft Corps of China, which is looking to compete with Boeing and Airbus, as well as Aviation Industry Corporation of China. The list, if published, could further escalate trade tensions and comes just 10 days after President Trump unveiled an executive order prohibiting U.S. investments in Chinese companies that Washington said are owned or controlled by the Chinese military. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green, with gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, the PMI Composite Flash is out at 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.